Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelis.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between.
Thanks for tuning in this week.
Yeah, everybody. Hope your whole week last week was really good. Thanks for listening to us. And thanks for reviews. We really appreciate that. We really mean that. We don't do this for the money because we don't make any. We do this out of our appreciation and consideration for cannabis.
And for the people out there that really genuinely could benefit from it. I know that personally for me, cannabis has been a lifesaver, and watching both of my grandparents that have passed that could have drastically benefited and their quality of life would have gone up a lot in the last years of their lives if they had known enough to consider even trying cannabis.
Absolutely. Cannabis is a wonderful gift, I would say, that all of us can be able to enjoy. And then remember, it's not for everybody, but this is why we created the show, to be able to educate those who are looking into it in a very, very easy way to be able to understand, and coming from two different perspectives. So with that, today we're going to be talking about something that is not 100% new, but it is causing a lot of waves out there. That is Delta 8.
Delta 8. Yeah, like you said, it's not new, but it is new to today's market.
So, Delta 9, I know that that comes from THC plants, right?
Yeah.
And but is Delta 8 in THC plants? Where does Delta 8 come from?
Delta 8 is like a super minor cannabinoid that could be found in THC-based plants, but typically Delta 8 is a derivative of the hemp plant.
Okay, so we're talking CBD here then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are there a large amount in CBD?
So they still have to extract it in order to get that Delta 8.
Is it like CBD? Are you going to feel like you're using CBD on this? Or is this like a THC related? Are you going to feel medicated?
Yeah, you will feel medicated on Delta 8. However, it's more mild. So you don't get the same level of high panic that comes with Delta 9.
Okay.
It binds to the receptors in your body just a little bit different than Delta 9, which when we say Delta 9, that's just regular THC.
Yeah, that's coming from the flower, any sativa or indica plant that you're smoking.
Yeah. And so the Delta 8, that is just something they have to extract.
So this is man-made.
I mean, it is a byproduct of like an extraction.
Yeah,
from there.
I had listened to one individual talking about it and saying if the amount of Delta 8, say like if it was just in hemp and they were trying to extract it, they would have to grow so much of it to pull that bit out. So from what I understand, this is something that is synthesized in a lab and is expanded upon using the extraction process, pulling it from, I don't know, am I off base there?
I am not quite sure. I don't know where that extraction fully comes through. Delta 8 is a lot newer. It is something that we need to find more stuff on. So right now, Delta 8 is a lot newer to, like I said, today's market.
Yeah.
It is something, a byproduct of the old red oils back in
way ancient. Back. Yeah. Really far
Chinese
back
culture
when they were extracting from cannabis plants way well, I mean, who knows how far back. The things that I'd seen on Delta 8, you know, you'd brought up bleaching. The reason why this comes in vape form, edible form, right? Anything that can be processed with the oil, even dab or shatter diamonds. I've even heard of pearls. Have you heard of pearls?
No, I've heard of diamonds or
yeah,
just the straight THC crystals. But what's pearls?
Pearls, they're like colored balls. They're to use like within dab rigs. Yeah, they're pretty crazy. I'll have to show you those.
Oh, they just spin around.
Yeah,
the turp pearls. Yeah.
The turp
I have those.
Yeah, they're crazy.
I thought you meant like a type of extract that was
called
pearls.
Oh, no,
pearls.
No,
like,
no.
What
sorry
is
about that?
That?
Yeah, I just see Delta 8 on that. But the one of the most popular out there is that it gives a very clear look, like almost like water. I would actually say just as clear as water. And they have to put a lot of bleaching agents in there. Now, it's not necessarily bleach, but bleaching agents, and it's by far the most popular right now because just the color. Because they're with the cannabis plant, you get kind of a yellow hue.
It's popular because a lot of those people who aren't wanting the higher levels of high, they can use this Delta 8 and still get euphoria, all the other effects of THC just without having the high anxiety, high paranoia that some people get induced with. So for a lot of those people, it's been a nice introduction. There needs to be a lot more research done on how it interacts with the body.
Yeah, and for a while, from what I understood, you were able to get this just like at a 7-Eleven or a smoke shop in certain places, because for a while it was not illegal.
Yeah, it was legal across all 50 states, or at least in a gray area where they hadn't made any statements against it yet. Mm-hmm. Now, at this moment, you currently can't get it shipped to Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Delaware, Idaho, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana. New York has explicitly outlawed it, and Rhode Island and Utah. So, you know, at this time, we don't know much about how it fully interacts and effects or side effects come with it, because we just don't have a really good understanding of what that is and how that interacts.
Right, and a lot of people could say the same thing about THC products as well. There was a big scare a while ago where there were these aftermarket...
The black market vape carts.
Yeah, black market vape carts that were using like vitamin E oils and other derivatives that were actually causing... It caused like 2,600...
It was basically embalming fluid, but it's the same stuff that's found in a lot of regular vape, not even... THC-related vape, but like nicotine-based vape.
Yeah.
So that same chemical, when it's heated past a certain temperature, creates like an embalming fluid inside the body. So that was an issue.
Yeah, and I mean, there were quite a few deaths on that one. It wasn't just a handful. The Delta 8 carts, the dab that's coming out, the edibles. I'm going to sit this out. I'm not going to try it for a while. I'm not going to do any of that. Just based on... I don't know enough about it, and the fact that it's synthesized, because you have to remember that they've tried to do synthetic THC before.
And CBD, actually, they still have them. They're FDA-approved pills.
Yes.
That are for, I think the CBD ones are for epileptic seizures and a couple other things, and then the THC pills are for, I don't remember, but the single molecule cannabinoids seem to have a lot more side effects.
Yeah,
than having like a full spectrum. So this Delta 8 is a new thing, but I will say that I have tried it. I've gotten a thing of Delta 8 gummies, and I would say that it's more like a one-to-one edible.
Okay.
But if you were to introduce CBN, CBG...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a wide, really full spectrum feel there.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't... The amount of companies that are out there creating products for people... Especially in this day and age where cannabis is being more and more widely accepted, there are, you know, people still against it. They're on this crusade. They're going to get rid of it. But once it's allowed back into the system, it's going to be extremely hard. There's just too many consumers, and the amount of income that's made off of that, tax-wise.
The Delta 8 is just unique, new extract that is, it's different. So if you do find or test a product, make sure you have more than just a COA showing what the percentages are. Check and see if there's any residual stuff left in it, what they show in their COA.
Yeah, and from what I've heard, Delta 8 is actually quite cheap.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to be able to produce.
Yeah, it is pretty cheap right now, I'd say. Just make sure wherever you do get your stuff from, if you do try Delta 8, make sure that you are getting good quality. You can see what their products are.
Yeah.
A good way to go off of it is a company that has been reputable and been making CBD for a long time. If they do have hemp derivative products that have quality products you do trust and know, and they're putting out Delta 8, I would look at theirs.
Yeah, definitely. Put quite a bit of research into it. This isn't something I would jump into. For those who are more experienced, they've had Delta 8. They're loving it. They've had a great time on it. They prefer it. Hey, more power to you. I think that there needs to be more regulation, more testing, you know, as a lot of people are against having regulations within the cannabis industry. I believe that there needs to be stronger regulations in there because people misdose. They don't put the time and quality into creating a good product. When they take shortcuts, they can possibly endanger their consumers. Yeah. And so I'm big on the consumer side. That's why I say that. Do I believe that government should be involved in all things cannabis? No, but yeah. I do believe it should be regulated.
To be some regulation because, yeah, the quality across the board is not regulated. And we've seen it in companies in Oklahoma and California that are getting shut down because quality
shortcuts.
Yep. So you got to make sure that the companies that, especially new ones, just popping up because they're everywhere now and you'll see them popping up all the time.
Yep.
Check and make sure that where you're going is quality, that they have reputable brands, they have good quality strains or flower products there.
Yeah. And remember, Delta 8 is not in a flower form yet. Knowing scientists, they'll be able to do that. Yeah, it's absolutely not found 100% like in the higher amounts that you will get as opposed to like a THC plant. You can get Delta 8 from the plant, but there's not a plant that has a high percentage.
Well, this is something that's I just Googled, and there is Delta 8 THC flower.
No. Get out. When?
They're breeding ones to increase that one. I wonder what the percentage of Delta 8 in something like this is. Let's see. 26.5% total Delta 8. Wow. And less than 0.39 Delta 9. So it is legal hemp that is been bred for Delta 8. So they've found a way to breed and increase Delta 8 into flower. So I would still check and make sure that whatever you get doesn't have crap in it.
Yeah, from the information I was finding, they weren't saying that, but it could have been dated. This could have been fairly new. I did not find that over there. It's the one thing I didn't research, so
that's you know, okay.
Got me corrected there, but definitely.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Still scary for me. Don't know enough. Not going to try it. But if you do, let us know. That'd be awesome. Brandon's trying to. He's still alive.
I'm still alive. I think I would want more research still on it. I would love to see how it interacts with the human body.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'll do some more research and see what I can find, and maybe we'll hit you guys up with another episode on this.
Yeah. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Remember to like, give us a review.
Tell us what you like.
Please.
What you would love to hear, because that just helps us help you.
Yep, absolutely. Hey guys, have yourself a wonderful week.